Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're going deep on cybersecurity.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about this one. That we have a really fascinating interview with JP, the CEO of Entire.
Yeah.
And Entire, is there in the MDR business, managed detection and response?
Yeah, so they're like the guardians of the digital world, right? Protecting businesses from all those nasty cyber attacks.
Yeah, the white knights, yeah.
Exactly.
And we're not talking small-scale protection here.
No, not at all.
Entire, they're currently safeguarding about $7 trillion in assets.
A truly mind-boggling number, right?
$7 trillion. Oh. I can't even...
It really underscores just the sheer scale of the cybersecurity landscape these days.
Yeah, it's hard to even fathom that number.
It is.
So to kind of understand Entire's role in this whole, you know, massive world of cybersecurity, let's take a quick trip back in time.
Okay.
Back to 2010.
All right.
Back then, most internet traffic wasn't encrypted.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Wild West days, right?
Yeah. Really different ballgame for cybersecurity.
It really was like trying to catch a criminal in plain sight versus one hiding behind, you know, an elaborate disguise.
Yeah.
The rise of encryption has really fundamentally changed how threats are detected and neutralized.
So how did Entire become such a major player in this, you know, world that's constantly changing?
Well, it all started back in 2001, actually.
What?
Fun fact, the name Entire came about because they needed an available domain name.
Oh.
And decided to play on the Italian word entire, meaning sensing or feel all, adding the trendy E prefix, you know, .com, boom.
Yeah.
And it actually turned out to be a stroke of genius because Entire's work revolves around deep network sensing.
Oh.
Essentially having their finger on the pulse of a network to detect even the slightest anomaly.
It's like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Kind of serendipitous in a way.
It is.
And so they started out focusing on financial services.
Yeah, that's where the money is, right?
Of course, right.
Often the first target of attacks, as JP mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
But what does that mean for the average person?
Right. So think of the financial sector like a canary in the coal mine, right?
Okay.
The threats that they face first eventually trickle down to other industries, impacting businesses and individuals alike.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's why staying ahead of the curve in financial services is so crucial for cybersecurity as a whole.
So Entire Radio grew right alongside these financial institutions, and they were witnessing this huge shift in technology.
Yeah.
Which meant a whole new set of security concerns.
Of course.
So what were some of the biggest changes they had to adapt to?
Well, one of the most significant was the rise of encryption itself.
Right.
This meant that those traditional security methods that relied on seeing data in its raw form, they became much less effective.
Right, because it's encrypted.
Exactly, like trying to read a coded message without the key.
Yeah.
Entire had to develop new techniques to detect threats hidden within encrypted data, focusing on those subtle patterns and anomalies rather than the actual content.
So less about seeing the threat directly and more about understanding its behavior.
Exactly. It's like a detective noticing footprints outside a window,
yeah,
rather than seeing the burglar inside the house.
Got it.
They had to become experts in reading these digital footprints.
So then there's also this whole rise of endpoint detection and response.
EDR.
EDR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll admit I needed some help with that one.
Yeah. So think of EDR like a high-tech detective assigned to each of your devices.
Oh, yeah.
It's constantly watching for any suspicious activity that could signal a breach.
Okay.
Unlike traditional antivirus software, which focuses on those known threats, EDR is looking for those unusual behavior patterns.
I see.
Which is really crucial in today's world where new threats, they're emerging all the time.
That's like having a personal bodyguard for your computer.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. And then on top of that, you have cloud computing.
Oh, yeah. The explosion of cloud computing added a whole other layer of complexity, right?
Right, because now the data is somewhere else.
It is. And securing data in the cloud requires a whole different approach. You know,
yeah,
logging data, which essentially records every action taken within a cloud environment, becomes super important.
So it's like having security cameras in the cloud.
Exactly. Providing valuable evidence if something does go wrong.
Okay, I got it. And then there's also this whole identity and access management thing.
Right, because in an age where compromised credentials can lead to devastating breaches, verifying who has access to what becomes, you know, even more crucial than ever.
Oh, yeah. So much to think about.
Right.
So with all of these trends kind of converging, businesses are facing a much larger attack surface than ever before.
It's not just about securing your network anymore. Threats can come from anywhere.
Right.
And target any device, any user.
So how has Entire navigated this increasingly complex landscape?
Well, they've had to constantly adapt and evolve their strategies.
Yeah.
JP actually compared the cybersecurity industry to Fashion Week.
Oh, wow.
Where trends come and go so quickly. Yeah. It can be really overwhelming for businesses to sift through all that marketing jargon and figure out which solutions genuinely meet their needs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So how does Entire help businesses avoid getting caught up in all of that and focus on what really matters?
Well, they've adopted this really unique approach that they call the Switzerland model.
Okay, I like it already.
Yeah, so essentially they act as a neutral party, integrating the best technologies from various vendors rather than being tied to any one platform.
I see.
But here's the key. They augment these best-in-class technologies with their own proprietary AI and data analysis, creating this truly comprehensive and adaptable security solution.
So it's like combining the best of both worlds, the flexibility of best-of-breed solutions, but with the power of their own, you know, in-house expertise.
Exactly.
That sounds like a really smart approach in such a, you know, dynamic field.
It is. It allows them to stay ahead of the curve, even as threats and technologies, you know, keep evolving at this crazy pace.
So let's talk about the people behind these solutions.
Right, the humans.
Yeah. What kind of skills and mindset does it take to really thrive in cybersecurity?
Well, it definitely requires a unique blend of skills and personality traits.
Yeah.
JP actually described the ideal security analyst as a hybrid of an air traffic controller, a network engineer, and believe it or not, a Fortnite player.
A Fortnite player?
Yeah, I know, right? It's an interesting comparison.
What does that tell us about the skills needed in this field?
Well, it highlights the need for strategic thinking.
Yeah.
Multitasking, quick reaction, all qualities that, you know, gamers hone.
So like thinking on your feet.
Yeah, just like a gamer has to anticipate their opponent's moves and adapt their strategy in real time.
Yeah.
Security analysts need to be able to think on their feet and respond to constantly changing threats.
I never thought I'd see gaming skills listed as a job requirement. But it makes sense.
Right.
When you think about it.
It does.
How does somebody even begin to develop such a diverse skill set?
Well, you know, when Entire first started, there weren't really many dedicated cybersecurity programs at universities. So they took matters into their own hands.
Wow.
And built their own training program from the ground up.
That's impressive.
It is. Their internal training programs have become legendary in the industry.
Oh, wow.
Known for producing some of the most skilled and sought-after security analysts out there.
So they're not just securing businesses, they're cultivating the next generation of experts.
Exactly. And it proves that with the right aptitude and the willingness to learn, there's a path for anyone who's interested in breaking into this field.
That's great.
Yeah. And JP himself, he emphasized the unique appeal of a career in cybersecurity.
Yeah. What makes it so appealing besides, you know, the obvious importance of protecting businesses and individuals?
Yeah. It's a field that's constantly evolving. So you're always on the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah.
And facing new challenges, it's never boring. You get to see a diverse range of attacks and you're constantly learning new things.
So it's the perfect field for somebody who really thrives on challenge and, you know, discovering new things.
Absolutely. It's a career path for those who want to make a real difference and be at the forefront of, you know, a rapidly changing world.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, preventing these breaches. But what happens when an attack does slip through the cracks?
Right.
That's where this idea of operational resilience comes in.
Exactly. It's not just about building walls to keep threats out.
Yeah.
It's also about ensuring your business can weather the storm if those walls are breached.
Okay.
It's about minimizing the impact and recovering quickly.
So it's about having a solid plan B, C, and D.
Exactly. Cyber resilience is built on three pillars: anticipate, withstand, and recover.
Okay, break those down for me. What does each of those mean?
Okay, so anticipate means understanding your vulnerabilities and the potential attack paths.
Yeah.
It's like playing chess. You need to think several steps ahead and anticipate your opponent's moves.
I see.
Withstand is all about those day-to-day security operations. Detecting and stopping threats before they can do any serious damage. Think of it like having a strong immune system that constantly fights off infections.
Gotcha. And recover.
Recover focuses on getting back on your feet quickly after an incident.
Oh.
Like having a well-rehearsed disaster recovery plan. You know exactly what to do, who to call, and how to get your business back up and running as quickly as possible.
So Entire has a dedicated team that helps businesses prepare for this whole day two scenario.
They do. And it's really a testament to their commitment to this holistic approach to cybersecurity.
Yeah.
It's not just about preventing attacks. It's also about mitigating the damage and ensuring business continuity.
So it's about building a system that can withstand those inevitable shocks and come out stronger on the other side.
Exactly. Creating a culture of resilience within an organization.
This is all incredibly insightful.
Yeah.
I'm curious, with all this talk about operational resilience,
right,
what are some specific steps businesses should be taking to prepare for, you know, a potential attack?
Well, it all starts with having a robust incident response plan.
So we're talking more than just having the right technology in place.
Absolutely. It's about having clear processes and procedures for handling a breach.
Yeah.
You need to know exactly who to call, what systems need to be isolated, how to communicate with stakeholders, and so on.
It's like a fire drill for your cybersecurity team.
Exactly.
Making sure everyone knows their role and can, you know, execute the plan effectively under pressure.
Exactly. And just like with fire drills, you need to test your incident response plan regularly. You don't want to be figuring things out on the fly when a real attack hits.
What about data backups? Those seem pretty crucial in a recovery scenario.
They are absolutely essential. You need to have reliable and secure backups of your critical data stored separately from your main systems.
Right. So if hackers get into your main system.
Exactly. You can restore your data and get back up and running more quickly.
And it's not just about backing up the data itself, right? You also need a plan for restoring your systems and applications.
That's right. Imagine having all the pieces of a puzzle, but not knowing how to put them back together.
Yeah.
You need a clear understanding of your IT infrastructure and a well-defined recovery process.
So this all ties back to operational resilience.
It does.
It's not just about preventing breaches. It's about minimizing the impact and recovering quickly when they do occur.
Exactly. And it's a mindset shift that more and more organizations are embracing. They're realizing that cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue, it's a business issue.
Yeah.
That requires this comprehensive and proactive approach.
It sounds like EntireNO is really at the forefront of this movement.
They are.
Helping businesses to not only defend against attacks, but also build that critical resilience.
They are. And JP's insights are incredibly valuable for anyone looking to navigate this complex and constantly evolving landscape.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical aspects of cybersecurity to the human element.
We have.
From the importance of prevention to, you know, how critical recovery is.
Right.
And we've gained some really fascinating insights from JP's firsthand experience leading a company at the cutting edge of this industry.
Mm.
But before we wrap up this episode, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay. It's like having a really detailed playbook for dealing with a cyber attack. Mm. So it outlines all the steps to take, you know, roles and responsibilities of each team member communication protocols. Think of it like a fire drill, but for cybersecurity.
I like that analogy. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, having a plan in place and practicing it can really make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're actually facing, you know, a real life cyber incident.
For sure. You don't want to be, you know, scrambling and trying to make decisions under pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
A well-rehearsed incident response plan helps ensure a calm and coordinated response, which can, you know, really significantly reduce the impact of an attack.
And it's also super important to have a solid plan for recovering that critical data, right?
Absolutely reliable and secure backups. They're your lifeline in a cyber attack.
Right.
It's like having a spare key for your house. You know, if you lose the original, you're not locked out, you need multiple copies of your critical data stored securely and separately from your main systems.
Right. So if hackers, you know, they manage to get into your primary systems, you can restore that data from your backups and minimize that downtime.
That's the idea, but it's not just about backing up the data itself.
Right.
You also need to think about restoring your systems and applications.
Oh.
Imagine having all the ingredients for a cake, but no oven to bake it in.
Yeah.
You need a clear understanding of your IT infrastructure and a well-defined recovery process.
So it's like having the recipe and all the ingredients.
Yeah.
But you also need the right tools and the knowledge to use them.
Precisely. And that's why businesses need to invest in both the technology and the expertise to ensure they can recover effectively from a cyber attack.
Okay. So let's kind of shift gears for a second.
Okay.
And tap into JP's personal experience a little.
Yeah. Okay.
So in the interview, he was asked this kind of fun hypothetical question. If he could hire any famous person as his chief information security officer or CISO, who would it be?
And his answer was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
He chose Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, really?
Yeah.
The rocket and electric car guy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Interesting.
Well, JP believes that Musk's, you know, analytical mind and his fascination with complex systems.
Yeah.
Would make him a great fit for the cybersecurity world.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, he'd likely be intrigued by the sheer complexity and, you know, the constantly evolving nature of cyber threats.
I bet it would be a real eye-opener for him.
It would be.
It's not every day you get to tackle challenges that involve protecting, you know, trillions of dollars in assets.
No, it wouldn't be a typical day at the office.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So speaking of personal experiences,
okay,
JP also shared some insights into his own approach to cybersecurity in his daily life.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So he was asked about the most cyber paranoid thing he does personally.
I love this question.
Yeah. What'd he say?
Well, his answer was surprisingly down to earth. He tries to maintain a low social footprint and avoid attracting, you know, unnecessary attention online. He's acutely aware of the risks, especially given his position and the sensitive information he deals with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does.
It's a good reminder that cybersecurity isn't just about technology and tools. It's also about, you know, behavior and awareness.
Exactly.
It's like thinking before you click.
It is, yeah. He even mentioned that he's learned from some of the top minds in intelligence and security.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he shared this rather sobering anecdote about the former CTO of the CIA.
Oh, wow. The CIA. Okay, I'm intrigued.
So the former CTO told JP that the CIA is actually the most hacked organization in the world.
Wow, really?
And, you know, if an organization with virtually unlimited resources can be compromised, it really puts things into perspective for the rest of us.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is a little bit, right?
That's a sobering thought. It really underscores the point that nobody is immune to these cyber threats. Even the most sophisticated organizations with, you know, huge amounts of resources can still be victims.
Exactly. And it highlights the importance of being vigilant and proactive in our approach to cybersecurity.
So what can the average person do to protect themselves, especially given that even the CIA isn't impenetrable?
Right. Well, there are many simple yet effective steps you can take to enhance your personal cybersecurity.
Like what?
Well, you know, start by strengthening your passwords.
Yeah, okay.
Don't use the same password for multiple accounts and make sure they're complex and difficult to guess.
I know. It's so tempting to use the same password for everything.
It is, right.
To make it easy to remember.
I know, but it's a big risk.
Right.
A password manager can actually be a really helpful tool for generating and storing those complex passwords securely.
Okay. Good tip.
And another essential step is to be really cautious about phishing emails.
Oh, yeah?
You know those emails that are designed to trick you into revealing personal information or clicking on malicious links?
I get so many of those.
I know. They're everywhere, right? Yeah.
So always look closely at the sender's email address.
Okay.
And be wary of any emails that seem too good to be true or create that sense of urgency.
Right. So don't click on any links or open attachments unless you're absolutely sure they're safe.
Exactly. And if you're ever unsure about an email, contact the organization directly using a phone number or website that, you know, is legitimate.
Okay. So those are great tips for, you know, personal cybersecurity. But what about businesses?
Right.
What are some key takeaways they can implement to enhance their security posture?
Well, you know, beyond having that solid incident response plan and those reliable backups, one of the most crucial things businesses can do is foster a culture of security awareness.
So it's about making cybersecurity everybody's responsibility, not just the IT departments.
Exactly. Provide regular training to employees on cybersecurity best practices, things like recognizing phishing emails, creating strong passwords, and reporting suspicious activity.
It's like empowering employees to be that first line of defense.
It is.
Because after all, human error is often a major factor in these attacks. It is, for sure. And don't forget the importance of staying informed about those emerging threats and vulnerabilities, you know? Mm-hmm. The cybersecurity landscape is constantly changing.
It is.
So it's crucial to stay up to date on the latest trends and best practices.
So it sounds like learning and adapting are really central skills in this field, both for individuals and organizations.
Absolutely. The more you know about the threats you face and the strategies for mitigating them, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the digital world safely and securely.
Now I'm curious to hear a little bit more about JP's journey as the CEO of Entirebation. He must have faced some pretty unique challenges and learned some, you know, valuable lessons along the way.
Oh, he has. And one of the most important lessons he shared was the importance of building a strong team.
Okay.
And fostering a culture of collaboration and innovation.
Yeah, that makes sense. In a field as, you know, complex and dynamic as cybersecurity, you can't do it alone.
You can't.
You need a team of experts with diverse skills and perspectives.
Exactly. And JP emphasized the importance of creating an environment where people feel empowered to share ideas, take risks, and learn from their mistakes.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like a growth mindset.
It is. He believes that this culture of innovation is what has allowed entire board to stay ahead of the curve and, you know, remain a leader in the industry.
It sounds like he's created a company culture that's not only effective, but incredibly inspiring.
It is, and it's a testament to his leadership and vision. He's not just building a successful company. He's building a team of passionate individuals who are dedicated to making the digital world a safer place.
That's a powerful message. It's not just about the technology. It's about the people behind it and their commitment to making a difference.
Exactly, and that's a key takeaway from this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity.
Yeah.
It's a field that requires both technical expertise and human ingenuity.
It's a field where continuous learning, adaptability, and collaboration are, you know, essential for success.
Absolutely. And it's a field that offers incredible opportunities for those who are passionate about protecting businesses and individuals from, you know, this ever-evolving threat of cyber attacks.
I think we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, exploring everything from, you know, the technical nuances of cybersecurity to the human element, and from the importance of prevention to the criticality of recovery.
We have.
And we've gained, you know, such valuable insights from JP's experience leading a company at the forefront of this, you know, rapidly evolving industry.
We have. But before we wrap up this episode,
yeah,
we want to leave you with one final thought.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity,
yeah,
we want to leave you with this thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Given everything that we've learned,
right,
about, you know, the constantly changing nature of cyber threats.
Yeah.
And how important operational resilience is.
Yeah.
What are some steps that you can take either personally or within your organization to, you know, enhance your cybersecurity posture and just general preparedness?
That's a great question to think about. And you know, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all this.
Yeah.
Especially with the complexity of cybersecurity. But even small steps can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've learned that cybersecurity is really everybody's responsibility.
It is.
Everyone has a role to play here. It's not just about having the latest technology, but it's about, you know, fostering this culture of awareness and vigilance.
Exactly. Whether it's, you know, creating strong passwords, being cautious about phishing emails, or advocating for better security practices, you know, within your workplace, every action counts.
Right. And remember, the cybersecurity landscape, it's constantly evolving.
Always changing.
So continuous learning and adaptation are key. Stay informed about those emerging threats and best practices to, you know, stay one step ahead.
It's like a game of chess.
Yeah.
You've got to anticipate your opponent's moves and constantly adapt your strategy to stay protected.
That's a good analogy. I like that. And remember, resources like you know, they're available to help businesses.
They are.
Navigate this really complex world and build that operational resilience.
Absolutely. Don't hesitate to seek out that expert guidance and support. There are professionals out there dedicated to helping you create a safer digital environment for yourself and your organization.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity. We hope you found it insightful, empowering, and maybe even a little bit thrilling.
Until next time, stay safe and stay curious.